Honey, hold that phone for me.
They were not following what God's word says. So what's the one true church? The one that Christ established in the beginning.
Lifting up biblical Jesus today.
Doesn't have a name. Out of their sins. Christians. There's no... Satan set up all the denominations. Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, AOG. It doesn't matter. Non-denominational. Paul said we're not supposed to have divisions with names. We don't belong to any... I used to be a Lutheran. He used to be in, Assembly of God or something like that. We just started studying the scriptures, and what we saw was in the scriptures, the churches out there were not doing what God's word says. And what God's word says not to do, they're doing it. This is wicked and demonic. This is not
to see rock music in the Bible.
In Ephesians, it says what we're supposed to use for the instrument in making noise unto God is our heart and our lips. Okay. Not instrumental music. Not just rock. Any of it. It's all supposed to be from the inside. In the Old Testament, they didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It was all external. So they beat on things. They made all kinds of noise. Now that's in the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament now. The Holy Spirit is within us. Now we make a joyful noise and sing unto the Lord through the Holy Spirit with our heart and our lips. And that's how we worship God. There is no such thing as worship service. We're to worship the Lord every day. Romans 12, 1 and 2 is our living sacrifice.
You don't have to be in a worship service to worship God. I believe that.
Right.
You don't have to be singing.
God is everywhere.
Right.
So part of what our worship is our everyday sacrifice of our flesh.
Righteousness.
So what we do, we're out here to preach the biblical gospel. If they don't preach that there, man-made religion doesn't preach it. What they preach is an easy belief gospel. Just believe. Now that's faith. We're supposed to have faith. Jesus Christ is fully God, fully man. He died and rose again. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We don't use the word Trinity, but that's the concept of it. And then when you have faith in that, you repent. It's a changing in your mind from who you were to follow after the Lord, forsaking everything and leaving it behind to follow after Him. And if you repent, He will fill you with His Holy Spirit. That's called being born again.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's taught that to you.
It's in the book of John.
Okay, yep, so you do know that. Now, some of them will go up that far and they stop. They don't preach holiness and obedience. The New Testament teaches us how to live as godly
saints. We love our neighbor.
And we're not seeing that here. We're not teaching holiness and obedience coming out of the world, coming out of entertainment, sports, and idolatry. They don't teach women how to be godly women. There's Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commands. And His commands go all the way through the New Testament. And that's what we're here to call people to do. And another thing they don't teach in the gospel is endurance. We need to endure in that. Because you're not just saved today and forever. We have to endure in that. You can fall away.
This is
so
absolutely demonic.
Why
the beats.
Why is it demonic?
The rhythms. Look at the men.
Okay,
they just told you.
If it's not of God,
they just told you Roman Catholics are your brothers and sisters. Heresy. They just did a sinner's prayer for salvation. Heresy. Men covering their temples with tattoos. Heresy. If you know God's word, you would see how false and corrupt this is.
So this is not legalism in your mind, what you're standing for.
So why are you?
How long have you been a Christian?
Preaching
since
against
the
young man.
Since you were six, how old are you? How many years has that been?
It.
And you haven't gotten to how to become a godly woman. And you're talking about legalism. You don't even know what legalism is. We're obedient to God's word. Do you realize God's word tells women to cover their heads? Cover our bodies. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3.
Okay.
Colossians 3 is submission, headship order. Ephesians 2, believe in that. Also. So what I'm trying to explain to you is you're not going deep enough. We love our nature. That's why we're out here. And we've been having people call us legalists, but they're claiming to be Christians for all those years and they haven't even gotten to the fundamental basis.
Not keeping the commandments of God.
So what we're trying to do is if you think that is godly, then maybe that's where you're wrong. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. But if you see through that, this is not biblical Christianity. Maybe there's hope for you to go deeper in God's word.
Have you ever heard John Cooper? Have you ever seen him online debating?
I can see him right now. This is satanic and evil. It's unbiblical. He's an unbiblical. He just preached a false gospel. Romans 16, 17 says, anybody who preaches any heresy, you are going to avoid them. He's teaching against sound doctrine. We just heard it. We've been here all day long. Not one once if we heard a biblical gospel. And you know why? They may preach part of it, but they're not being obedient. We don't see obedience here. There's no obedience.
They said, be proud, you're American. Go read Proverbs 6.
I just shared a whole lot of it with you.
But today, in this setting, what would be obedience?
Forsaking
it. It's not God bless America.
Forsaking this.
God's coming to judge America and the world. We need to warn our neighbor.
You're saying that the music only looks one way, only using biblical instruments and raising that to the Lord? Is that what you're trying to... I'm trying to understand.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is there are no musical instruments in the New Testament body. God has given us... It's our heart and our lips. We need to forsake all this and come out of it.
Don't be rude.
Have you been born again by the biblical gospel?
Are you married?
Are you following?
Okay, is your husband a believer?
He's a pastor.
Oh, okay. Well, I would encourage him, contact my husband. He loves to talk to people about the things of God if they're serious and wanting to learn.
And what's he a pastor of? Jesus Christ today.
We're part of a Lutheran church.
A Lutheran church. Okay, I was a Lutheran. Did you know Martin Luther was a murderer?
Standing against the darkness.
He was a murderer.
Satanic offerings.
He said that you should tie a rope.
Shining the light of Jesus Christ.
That's baptizing him.
Shut up.
Jamie. Stupid. That's racist.
Maybe it was. But yeah.
So we don't follow murderous people. I was a Lutheran.
Okay.
So and I left
that.
How do you know that's true?
So these are
the Baptists who rebuke it. About the Paul who rebuke it.
You're not supposed to call yourself after a man's name. Paul says that. That's part of the mission.
And I have to say this right now. Now that I know your husband's a pastor, well, I'll have to ask you to have him contact us because we can't. If your husband's claimed to be a teacher of the Bible, okay, I have to respect the boundaries of God's word, and I can't talk to you. He can't teach you. You'd have to have your husband contact him. And he'd appreciate that. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. We love everybody, and that's why we're here. And we'd like to call you out of that. There's many sins.
Whatsoever a man soweth.
If I keep talking, I'm gonna overstep my bounds where I shouldn't go.
Okay. I'm just curious, where does grace come in?
Where does grace? Have your husband contact my husband. They can go over it, and
Look at the fruit of America. Okay. Rebellious children arguing against the word of God. That's the fruit.
Her husband's a pastor. I told her to have him contact you.
Yeah. Have your husband contact me. I'd love to talk to him.
Have your husband contact my husband.
Of course, we know saints all over the world. But there's few. Jesus said there'll be few. You're not going to fill up buildings with the few saints. Few of these people are going to find eternal life for Jesus. This is a satanic offering. What's the name of the body that your husband oversees?
LGMC Lutheran.
LGMC Lutheran. Have him contact me. I'd love to talk to him. Martin Luther, I will tell you this. Martin Luther hated the Jews and wanted to drown them. Hitler used his writings to hate the Jews. And yet people name religious buildings and systems after him. It's not good. It's all over the internet. It's history. Luther's own writings. I have it on my website. He said, baptize a Jew, tie a rock around his neck, and throw him in the river. Yep. So we're just lifting up Jesus Christ, warning our neighbors about not only carnal music, but false evangelical religion.
Are hymns okay?
Ma'am, we need to have you have your husband contact him. Your husband is a teacher.
Yeah.
So we can't
have a mind on my own.
Well, you can, but I don't want to teach. We don't want to teach over your husband.
It's unbiblical.
We'll have him contact me, and we'd love to go study the Word. Okay. That's what the Bible teaches.
I'm just saying that hymns were radical back in the day, and we think,
Here's what I would say to you about music. What does the New Testament scripture say? That's what we teach. It's not this. We follow the form, fit, and pattern, the doctrine, the ordinances of Jesus Christ and the New Testament body. This ain't it. And the Lutheran church ain't it. And the evangelical church ain't it. Go back 2,000 years to the first century.
Does that mean that Catholics or heretics, they believe that they are the true church? Catholics.
So do the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know what that is. Have your husband call me. Love to talk to him. Love to talk to him. Well, whatever. Lifting up biblical Jesus, are you following the one true Savior today?